So I don't know about you, but Rachel and I, at the end of every year, at the beginning of the new year, we do a review. Does anybody else do a review? You sit down with your family, say, okay, what was the best thing about 2021 in this case, or what were the worst things? Generally, Rachel is the one that makes all the good decisions, I make all the bad decisions. So do you do that? Do you do that? So I'm going to get you to start with a question. Now, it's something if you want to talk to the person next to you, if you're happy to, you don't have to. But I'm going to give you 30 seconds just to think about 2021. How was 2021 for you? So I'm going to give you about 30 seconds just to process it, think about it. What were the good things? What were the bad things? Okay, I'll give you 30 seconds. Okay, 30, well, my timing's not perfect. I'm sure it's probably a little bit more than 30 seconds. But we'll just bring it back. We'll just bring it back. Okay, fantastic. Now, I'm not going to ask any of you to share what you're sharing with the people next to you, but I'm sure there were lots of different things, and probably very diverse, some of the things that your 2021 was like, the good and the bad. Maybe there was a common theme that came through for some of you. Maybe there's a common theme across the whole auditorium. But I know for me, obviously COVID has been one of the big themes that has dominated 2021 and before as well. So thinking about that, I recognise that COVID and, well, 2021 has not been easy. For some of you, probably less so than others. So what I'm hoping to do this evening, it's about 10 minutes, I hope to keep about 10 minutes, is just to share with you a little bit that will just encourage you, help you to refocus. Because when I was praying about this, what did God want me to share with you this evening? I really felt that what he was saying to us all is that with the ups and downs of the last couple of years, maybe even before that, even before COVID, maybe your life has been a little bit like that or difficult. But God, he's not going to appear as if by magic. Oh, there. Now, don't worry, there is going to be something coming up in a minute. But when I was praying about this, I really felt strong that God was saying a particular word to me. And he showed me a picture as well. And I think, Will, I think you led the prayers earlier about refocusing. So the reset button. Now, I don't know about you, I wish I had a reset button on me that I could just press when I do the stupid things or the things in life go wrong, just reset and start again. But I believe that's what God is asking us to do today, spiritually, is to reset from whatever we had in 2021 to look forward to 2022. Reset ourselves, recenter, I think you said again, our souls, recenter our spirits with God. So this is the challenge for us all. Are we going to reset our relationship with God today? Now, I'm hoping in the next, say, 8 or 9 minutes, I'm going to help you to have 5 key words that you can just remember that will help you to reset 2022 in a way that even whatever goes on, actually you'll be refocused back to these words and what God says. So the first word is hope. Now, as an Anglican, I'm not an Anglican by tradition, but that's the church I'm in. We love our Advent calendar candles. Now, I think you were saying, Ian, you do here as well. And each of those candles represents a particular word, and this is one of them. So hope. What did you put your hope in 2021? What was your hope? Was it your job? Was it relationships or a relationship with somebody? Was it status, perhaps? No, you're doing a good job and it's quite a powerful job and people look up to you and respect you. Is it financial security, perhaps? For some of the younger ones, younger guys here, maybe exam results, achievement, achieving something. So those are things you put your hope in 2021. Well, I think God is asking you to reset your button, reset your spiritual life, if that, you know, those are the things that you've been putting your hope in. Because as we know, with COVID, a lot of those things are very fragile, haven't they? They've been very fragile. Job security has been very fragile. People being furloughed, actually not having a job to go back to. Relationships have changed. People are fearful of meeting one another. So maybe you haven't seen people you haven't seen for ages. Or maybe actually people have got really ill. Maybe you know somebody who has passed away because of it. But with all that in mind, the reset button is this. Great, there we go. So Hebrews 6:19, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctum and sanctuary behind the curtain. God is our hope. Regardless of what we put hope in the past, we should be putting our hope in God. Because it says here, he's firm, it's secure, it's steadfast, it's certain. All those other things are fragile, they're temporary, but God's, the hope we have in God, the eternal hope we have, it's certain, it's steadfast. Ephesians 1:18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which you have been called, the riches of this glorious inheritance in his holy people. If you're a Christian this evening, do you not hang on to that hope? The hope he's called you? The hope that you know where your eternity is, your future is? Yes, we live in that time now. We deal with what we deal with today. But actually, that's eternity, the rest of our lives in God's presence. No more sickness, no more pain, no more tears. Just being in worship in God's kingdom. That's amazing. So when you're feeling hopeless, perhaps you need to go to those Bible verses and go, God, where do I put my hope? And God says, you put it in me, because I am steadfast. I am an anchor. I am secure. Joy. Where do you put your joy in life? Where did you put your joy in 2021? Was it perhaps waiting for that amazing holiday you've been saving up for, but then becomes a kitchen? People see joy in going on holiday, that break, getting away, seeing something new, exploring the world. Or maybe going somewhere quite local to a campsite, but just getting away. People find joy in that, just getting out of those four walls. Maybe it's joy in meeting people, seeing people you haven't seen. It's similar to the element in the hope. But again, we place joys in things that are very superficial sometimes, don't we? And they fade away, or maybe you meet up with somebody and you're really looking forward to it, you've got to meet them, and something just happens and you just think, oh, I wish it never came. Maybe you get an argument, or maybe they're just not in a good place, and all that expectation of going to see them, oh, okay. But again, joy, where do you find your joy? Again, this should be in God. What does he say? May the God of hope, there's a word that we said earlier, fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So wherever your joy is now or has been, we need to put it in God. God will never let you down. He's faithful. He does what he says he does. I feel like it's a Ron Seal advert. It says what it says on the tin, does what it does on the tin. God does what he says he's going to do. The Bible is full of stories of hope, of joy, where people have had no joy or where they've lost their joy. So if that's a God that never changes, we can put our faith in a God that never changes. Peace. Where do you find your peace? Where have you found your peace? We can see in the news, we can see on our phones, we can see in our emails, we see around us discord, dissatisfaction, chaos, hatred, war, anger. Because society is trying to find its place, and sometimes it responds in that kind of way, or there's people going, well, actually, I'll find peace if I oppress that people, because of whatever reason. There's so many reasons why we see in the world there is no peace. How do you find that? Do you find it quite overwhelming, perhaps? You go, well, what can I do? Just little old me, what can I do? It's really difficult. It can sometimes be quite disabling when you see all the discord, dissatisfaction, hatred, etc. in the media, in the news, in conversation. You think, you want to sigh, don't you, sometimes? Maybe you haven't got peace in your family life. Maybe there's relationships that are broken in your family. And that's really hard. But again, what does God say? Well, this first one is interesting because actually the peace we need first of all is between us and God. You know, we can try and have peace with other people, but actually, if God is the foundation of our peace, actually we've got to start with God. We've got to say, God, you know what, I'm not at peace with you. I need to say sorry, God. I need to have a relationship with you. And this is what it says. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have a peace with God through our Lord Jesus. Jesus' death on the cross gave us the opportunity for peace with our Heavenly Father. I think that's absolutely amazing. And once we have that peace, it gives us a foundation to go into the world and not be arrogant. Oh, we've got the peace. We've got the peace. Ha ha ha. But actually, we have a peace that is just so deep within our hearts, our souls, our spirits. People pick up on that and they go, you know what? I want that. I want that. And it's just powerful, really powerful. What else does he say? John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. We see it around us. We experience it. But take heart. I have overcome the world. That is the encouragement for 2022. God, through Jesus Christ, has overcome the world. If we hold on to that, surely that's an anchor that's going to bring us through all the things we may face or people around us, or help us not to get overwhelmed by what we see in the news, in the papers. What else does he say? This is my favorite, one of my favorite. And the peace of God, which passes and transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We don't understand this godly peace, but we just say, God, more. Give me more. Give me more. Through the Holy Spirit, give me more. And it just guards our hearts. When Satan comes along and tells you something that you didn't want to hear, or reminds you of something, or throws something your way, you go, you know what? I have a peace that I don't get it, but it just is there. It's like, you know, when you get that knot in your throat, you just can't get rid of it. It's in your heart. You go, you know what? I've got something here that's going to keep me steadfast and firm. Love. So what have you loved this year? Maybe you've loved money. It's been a struggle for me. I used to play the lottery quite regularly, just because all my friends and family do, and you kind of get drawn into it. And you think, go on, I've got to be in it to win it. And you think, if I only won 166 million, what would I do with that? And you imagine all those things. But then what it does, it takes your mind off what God can do for you, because ultimately, surely God is the person that can supply my needs. But you forget that when you get drawn into that desire for money, because you see all the things you could buy, all the things you could do, and you try and justify it as well. You go, you know what, if I got that money, oh, I'd give it to them, the church would be blessed, you know, all the homeless in our town would be free. That may be true, but you sow that seed of money's good. What about fame? Anybody here want fame? Maybe you've got it, I don't know. Or maybe you've loved yourself. You've looked at yourself, you're not right. And actually, you don't need anybody else. You know, I'm happy with me. I don't need anything else. I'm happy with me. I kind of think I'm quite good. I'm quite cool. But again, they're very superficial. When things come along, they crumble. So what does God say about love? And love is one of the, you know, if you go in the Bible, there's so many references to God's love, but I've just picked out a few. It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is what God's asking us to do, is to recenter, to reset our focus back away from ourselves, from money, from whatever else we may love that is dictating our life choices, to actually say, no, we put God first. Because if we put God first, everything else is secondary and everything else pales into its significance. That's not to say you can't have money, but it's money doesn't control you. God actually helps you to guide you and focuses you. Now, this is often the most common kind of most, you know, we say this and hear it probably most often. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. If God can show us that kind of love, that sacrificial love of allowing his Son to go through the most horrendous death for you and I, surely we can then go back to that verse and reciprocate that and say, God, you know what? You've given me so much, more than I could ever give you, but you know, I'm going to try my best. That's an amazing verse. It's so powerful. But I still can't get my head around it, even today. I've been a Christian probably about 30 years. I still can't get my head around that. Why would you do that, God? Really? Why would you do that? But actually, I just go, okay, God, you did. And I accept that. And I take that. And this is a final, I'm drawing it to a close. This is a final word, because I think this word is the encapsulation of all those words. Because we put our hope in Christ, don't we? We put our peace through Christ, our love of Christ to show others, our joy. The word's actually within the name. And at Christmas time, who is Christ? Christ is the light. That is another name for him. Christ is the light. So, when we think about the word Christ, do we see him as the light of our lives? It's a real challenge. It's a real challenge, because I think sometimes when, if we truly let Christ be the light of our lives, he sometimes shines on things that reminds us actually we maybe need to deal with that, maybe through some of the other things, lack of joy, peace. But also what he does do through the love, his love, is he dissipates, because I think in the Bible it says, I think it's the next one actually, the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. Where there is light, darkness disappears. So what I'm trying to say to you is all those words, focus on them, but look at what I said about who do we look for love? Who do we look for joy, peace? Actually, it's God and Christ. And if we do so, he will help us to get rid of all the things in our lives that's getting in the way. And this is from Ephesians 5:8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. That is your challenge and my challenge today, is to step out. Because if we can give God all those things that are getting in the way, that's fantastic. And I encourage you to do that in 2022. But actually, there's a responsibility now once we do that, and that is to we become light. Because once we accept Christ into our lives, we become Christ's light to the world. So, are you going to press a reset button tonight? Or are you going to leave it a little while? I'm not sure. It is a challenge, and some of the things we need to put aside may be really hard to do. Maybe they're ingrained in us, maybe they're habits that we do. But actually, God's just saying, come on, press the reset button with me. Reset your spiritual journey with me for 2022. You may fail, but so what? Just press that reset button again. Because in doing so, we live in a world that we know there are people who don't have joy, who don't have peace, who don't have Christ. And that is what we need to be to those people around us. So if we haven't got those, then how are we expected to tell others about it? So I want to encourage this evening as I finish, before I pray, just to end, is don't let 2022 become the same as 2021. Yes, there are the same struggles because COVID's not gone away, but actually refocus your attention on God, not on the situations, on the circumstances. Or, this is what I tend to do, which is quite good. I have a, maybe some of you do this, I have a accountability buddy, which is somebody who rings me up and says, Adrian, how's your week going? And I go, yeah, it's not going so well. And they go, okay, well, let's pray. And they go, what are the things that you're struggling with? I say, I haven't got much peace this week, Tim. And they go, okay, well, let's pray about that. And just somebody, and Rachel does the same, me and Rachel pray as well. But it's a really helpful tool. It just keeps you refocusing and keeps you resetting the button to God. So that's your challenge. Are you going to press the God spiritual reset button tonight? So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this opportunity just to be in your presence. I don't know what our circumstances and situations are like that we've come from, but I pray, God, that let us be able to have the confidence to press the reset button. Because we've heard from what you said, you are the light that gets rid of the darkness. You are a peace that is steadfast and certain. You are a love beyond our comprehension, but actually it's just powerful, amazing. You can give us a joy that is constantly there, even through the bad times. It just gives us a foundation of something that we can just hold on to. So, Lord, I pray through your Holy Spirit that you will bless every single family represented here, every person represented here, and encourage them, Lord Jesus, that actually you are the founder of our faith. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And we can just hold on to that. Just hold on to that. So, Lord Jesus, I just pray now that you will just fill us each afresh today, tomorrow, and lead us into a world that doesn't have peace, that doesn't have joy, that doesn't have hope, that doesn't have Christ. And let us be that hope, that peace, that joy, that love, that Christ to those around us, God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.